Okay, so let's get this over with. It's not really a closing session. We called it a closing session in the program, but of course the event goes on this evening and tomorrow. It's just the closing of the proper talks days. As you know, tomorrow there will be a hack day. The hack day will not be here. It will be in a different location in the city. You find all the details in the program booklet. I'll be saying something more about tomorrow later. But first of all, a big thank you to our sponsors who have made all this possible. Without their money, there wouldn't have been any food nor social event. So thanks to all the companies listed on this page. And while you're applauding, thank you also to all our helpers who helped us doing all the work that was required, all the volunteers, and thank you to the visitors without whom the whole thing would have been really empty. My last thank you, I promise, goes to the Hochschule Karlsruhe, who let us have their rooms and who were extremely cooperative with all our special wishes and demands that we had for this conference. And it was really easy working with them. Thank you very much. Now, as you know, we had a poster competition. The posters are all in the other building. And if you liked one of them particularly, you're welcome to just take it from the wall and take it with you afterwards. That saves us from having to do it ourselves. We will also publish the posters on our website for everyone to download and make their own printouts if they want. So, let's now see which posters you liked best. We asked everyone to put their red stickers onto those posters you liked best, and we did a tally while you were sitting here, and I'll give you the top 10 posters now. Number 10 was Oleg's poster about OSM for conservation. Very nice, I liked it, 27 votes. Number 9 from Konstantin Müller, the poster about the Berlin building heights. Not actually OpenStreetMap data in there, but open data from Berlin, but added OpenStreetMap data to make it look like a proper map. The Doji map from Konstantin. Such map, quite a funny idea. 39 votes. Number 7. From Christian from France, where the picture where he combined OSM and government data to find out where the government claims that people live, but OpenStreetMap has no roads of any kind, so work is still required. 48 votes. 63 votes to Christoph Hormann's poster about generalization of OpenStreetMap data. 74 votes for Ilya's poster about his Velo Road map style. A very nice map style, by the way, that is open on GitHub, so it's a standard mapnik style that you can use if you want. 77 votes for the OSM pop art poster by user Leopardengrün. And the first winner, place 3, is Frederick Rodrigo with his Cassini-style poster. 85 votes. Frederick, are you here? Can I just... So, as we said, we have 3 GPSs from Garmin. Brand new, top of the line, this Dakota 20 goes to Frederick.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Look in the camera.
And we have 106 votes for someone who isn't here, I believe, JB or JB probably, because he's from the French mailing list, for his hiking style, 106 votes. Is there anyone here who can actually physically take this to him? Or should I... I will only consider applications from people with a French accent. So, that's... So, you all saw that Christian took it, right? So, if there are any complaints. And now we have a beautiful Oregon 650, which is quite... there must be a lot in the box, maybe map data or something. And this goes to the Fukushima OSM community. So... 115 votes, and IKEA took the prize for the people back in his home community. Initially, I had made a mistake, and I had put his name as the author on the poster, and he came to me and said, no, it's not my poster, it's my community's poster, and so I changed it on the poster. And I'm sure you'll find good use back home for someone who can use that. Yeah, that's the poster competition. Thank you very much for participating. Everyone who sent in a poster, as I said, we'll put them all on the website. And there were some, even among those who haven't won a prize, there were some very nice posters indeed. Just a few announcements about the rest of the conference. I already said there's going to be the Hack Day tomorrow. If there are any early risers who are interested in wildlife, Jerry is planning an excursion to a nearby nature reserve. If you meet him at 8 o'clock at the Karlsruhe station, then you can discuss tagging of natural features with him. There's a page in your program booklet about everything that he's planning. And there's also his Twitter handle there, so you can follow him and you'll get all the details about when, what, why. If you choose to join him tomorrow, then you will be back at noon for the rest of the hacking day. Otherwise, you're welcome to join us from 10 o'clock or half past nine. Half past nine? Is that okay? Yeah. Maybe half past nine in the Amalienstraße location, which is also in the booklet. The last thing is, tonight there's going to be beers and food at the Kühler Krug Beer Garden. Details are also in the program booklet. It's about 2 or 3 kilometers to walk from here, so it's possible to walk and be there by 7 o'clock. We have reserved 100 places. It is not a sponsored event, so everyone has to pay for themselves. But the food is okay and the beer is good. So that's about it. There's two last things. One of them is, if you don't need your lanyards anymore, if you come tomorrow, then just keep them. But if this is your last day and you're choosing to go home and you don't want your lanyard anymore, just drop it in one of the lanyard collection boxes that I have put up in the exits, and we will recycle them because we're all very ecologically minded. And now I'll hand over to Henk, who wants to plug the OSM conference in Buenos Aires. Maybe you fancy a more remote destination than Karlsruhe. Thank you.
And that applause was definitely for Frederick, I think, or for Christine for organizing this event, because you thanked a lot of people. And let me be the one, and I know from experience, that it's not, well, just an easy run on organizing an event. So thank you very much for the first 2 days, and we're going to see that the third day will be as successful as these two. So thank you very much. Now, 2014 stateofthemap.org. You'll just find it. But in November, yes, it's getting cold here, so we've looked for another alternative location where spring is in the air. In Buenos Aires, Argentina, is going to be I wouldn't say main, but yet another State of the Map conference. And it's the first time we're in the Southern Hemisphere. We're the first time that we're in Latin America, and Argentina is the country of the tango, the country of the dance of passion. So, and we're all here because we're passionate, passionate about open data, passionate about OpenStreetMap. So share that passion with us and come 7, 8, and 9 November and, well, add a few days for holiday because it's pretty far away. Add a few days for holiday and come to Argentina, the beautiful Argentina. So I've seen that our king has also decided that Argentina produces very pretty women. I think it also has a Dutch royal stamp of approval on it. Anyways, just a kind of big shout out. Hopefully, we're trying to get registration up and running tomorrow, or that's a very hard rumor, but very soon. And I hope you'll all massively be going to Argentina. And if you don't know how to tango, I think we'll squeeze in the program a moment that you learn how to be passionate on the street about OpenStreetMap. See you all 7, 8, 9 November 2014, Buenos Aires, Argentina, State of the Map. Thank you.